Masechet Menachot Perek Aleph Mishnah Bet. This Mishnah is going to give a list of different things that could invalidate kemitzah and other types of avodot. We'll first talk about people who invalidate it because they are not allowed to do kemitzah. Mishnah says, "Ahat min hathote ve'ahat kol ha-menachot." Whether we're talking about a sinner's mincha or any other type of mincha offering. If a non-kohen made the kemitzah, he scooped it up with his three middle fingers, onen, or it was done by a kohen who was an onen, he was a mourner on the day that his relative passed away. Tevul yom, a kohen who is a tevul yom and is not fully tahor. Tevul yom is somebody who dips in a mikveh but has to wait for ha'adev shemesh. He has to wait for the stars to come out, and this he may have dipped this person, but he never. He didn't get to that point where he was fully pure yet because the stars didn't come out yet. Mehusad Begadim, somebody who was a Kohen who wasn't wearing the special clothing that Kohanim were supposed to wear during the Avodah. Mehusad Kippurim, somebody who lacked the atonement needed in order to become fully pure, which is that he didn't bring the Korbanot yet. Shelo Rehutz Yadayim V'Raglayim, a Kohen who did not wash his hands or his feet before he did the Avodah. Or an arel, a kohen who was not did not have a brit milah, tameh, or a kohen who was tameh, yoshev, or by a kohen who was sitting while he was doing the avodah, omed al gabe kelim, al gabe behema, al gabe ragle havero, or a kohen who was standing on top of utensils. He was not standing directly on the floor when he was doing the avodah, or he was standing on an animal, or he was standing on the feet of his friend. In all of these cases, the Kohen was not fit to do the Avodah, and therefore we say, Pasal, he invalidated the Mincha by doing it. Kamatz Bismol Pasal, in addition to that, if a Kohen made the Kemitzah with his left hand instead of his right hand, he invalidated the Kemitzah as well. Ben Betera Omer, Yahazir, Beyahzor, Vekmot Beyamin, says Ben Betera, no. The mincha isn't automatically invalid when it was done, the kemitzah, with the left hand. Rather, yahzir, let the kohen take the kometz, put it back with the rest of the flour that was there, and let him do it all over again. V'yahzor v'ikmot, let him do the kemitzah again, b'yamin, with his right hand, according to Ben Metera. Kemitzah has to be done with his right hand. The kohen who did it with his left hand did nothing. And therefore, he could put back the kometz he removed and start over again. In reality, Ben Betera doesn't only disagree with this case over here, but he disagrees with all the previous rulings of the Mishnah. In his case, there's no idea of kemitzah if it's not being done by a proper person. So therefore, it's not invalidating anything. It's meaningless. And therefore, the kometz can, in all of these cases, can be removed, and it could be returned to the mincha, and a new kemitzah can be made from the beginning. But Tanakhama disagrees in all of these cases, like we've stated. Tanakhama tells us that an improper kemitzah is considered to be a problem in the act of the avodah, and therefore, since it was done improperly, it invalidates the entire korban mincha. Kamatz ve'ala biyado seror. Now we'll talk about cases that an invalidation happened because of the kometz itself. Somebody made kemitzah and a pebble came up in his hand together with the flour. O gargir melach, or grain of salt. O koret shel levona, or grain of levona, frankincense. In all of these cases, pasal, he has made the mincha offering pasul. Mipnei she'amru ha-kometz ha-yater ve-ha-haser pasul. We said a kometz that has too much flour or too little flour is considered to be invalid when a pebble or a grain of levona or salt are in that space between the fingers and the palm of the kohen, then that's taking up space over there, and therefore there's not enough flour, there's too little flour, and the kemitzah becomes invalid. Ezehu hayater. What's an example of a kometz that has too much flour? Shekimatzo mevoratz, where kohen took a heaping kometz of flour, and some of the flour extends past the three fingers that form the kometz. Behased, what's an example of a kometz that has too little flour? Shekematzo berashe etz beotav. If he made the kemitzah with just the tips of his fingers spreading, and they went downward, so he has a much tighter grip on those three fingers. They're held up and therefore the flower is only under the tips of his fingers. Instead of spreading his fingers over the palm of his hand all the way, let's say his fingers now are stationed all the way down towards his wrist, there's much more ability for more flower to fit in that type. So that's the proper way to do it. Ketzad hu oseh, what's the way that kemitzah should be done properly? Poshet its be'otav al pas yado, he extends his three middle fingers over the palm of his hand, and it forms a space. And then he pushes his hand into the flower with the edge of his hand facing down to force the flower into that space. That's the proper way to do the korban mincha. If it's done in another way, you're risking having too much or too little flour in the kometz.